5.1 Catching Cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Monica, you guys had some Halloween drama that makes you thinking that maybe Kevin's cheating?
I'm so annoyed. All right, so we went to a Halloween party, and I thought our costumes were pretty creative. He was a priest, and I was a nun. Cute, right? All right, so we thought so. So we get to the party, and I don't know, he seemed off, like he was just a little distracted, and he kept talking about my friend Kelly, who was there, you know, how her costume was amazing, and just, I don't know, like abnormal comments, like you just wouldn't make this many comments about your, you know, girlfriend's friend. And she was dressed as a sexy mermaid, because any excuse on Halloween for women to dress sexy, you know, that's how they do. And so she's there as a sexy mermaid, and he just kept going on and on and on about, Kelly looks so great. She looks like she's lost all this weight. She just looks amazing. I mean, mermaid, sexy, little mermaid, Ariel. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, enough already. So I kept trying to just ignore it and let it go. And then I didn't see him for a little while. And then I kind of looked around and I thought, huh, where is Kelly? I didn't see Kelly for a while. They both disappeared at the same time. And came back, and he was like, oh, I was just, you know, went to use the restroom or whatever lie he made up. I didn't believe a word of it. I think something is going on there, and I don't know if I'm reading way too much into it or if it's just that, like, woman's gut intuition thing that we have.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, usually that intuition is right, but we'll call Kevin and see if he sends the flowers to Kelly.
Why do I always find that Halloween parties are the end of relationships?
No, it's so much drama.
Yeah. I mean, you put on a costume, all of a sudden you become somebody else completely. All right. Yeah. What's her name?
Kelly.
Okay, so I got Kevin's cell phone number. I'm going to try that first, and if not, we'll have to go to his office, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see if he sends it to Kelly. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that note.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Kevin, please.
Yes, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your information here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest, and I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to somebody free of charge.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that great news?
I've never even heard of that, so.
Yeah, we just asked that maybe you share a picture of the roses once they go to the person you send them to.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Wonderful. Who would you like to send these roses to?
I'm going to send them to Kelly.
Okay. And
I knew it.
What? Monica?
Kevin, I knew it. I knew that you would send him to her. If I would have been $1 million, I knew you were going to send him to that skank. I cannot even believe you.
Kevin, that is Monica on the phone, your girlfriend.
Hey, it's the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show. You're on War of the Roses.
Why are you sending?
Right now?
Yeah. Why are you sending flowers to Kelly?
I mean, we were at a Halloween party, and, you know, we talked, and one thing led to another, and, you know, things, you know, just escalated. So, really, Monica?
Little mermaid my ass. Kevin, you are such a douche. I knew the whole time when you were going on and on and on about, she looks like she lost all this weight. I knew there was something going on. You walked away.
Monica, you never give me attention.
That is ridiculous. I give you all the attention in the world. It's just that you need the attention from everybody.
Well, I needed attention from my girlfriend that I've been dating for 6 months. That's what I needed. And, you know, this just happened to come along at a party.
But apparently you need more attention from skankier girls like Kelly.
How long have you and Kelly been hooking up, Kevin?
Do I need to say it right now on the radio since I'm already outed?
Yes.
Yes.
I would.
For about 2 months now.
Oh, my gosh, why don't you have some class and break up with me then? Just say it's not working out. Who does that?
Yeah.
Because you already live with me, and you're already paying half the rent, so.
Oh.
So you're using me for my rent? Oh, my gosh, you are an asshole.
What about Kelly?
Gosh.
Monica?
Great.
No, not you, Kevin. Monica.
Oh. Kelly and I are done. We are obviously not friends. I'm done with Kelly. I'm done with Kevin. They can be like Kelly, Kevin, and pick out a new nickname because I have nothing to do with either of them.
Well, that's going to be another awkward conversation since you just put it on the radio.
All right. Well, there's no roses, Kevin. So there's that. And Monica, I'm so sorry. We hate when the best friend gets in the way of a relationship. So we're sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses, presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us.